Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a garbage man. We don't use that term anymore, garbage man, because the world and its words have changed. Be that as it may, there was a time when I was 5 or 6 years old that being a garbage man would have been a very cool life choice indeed. First of all, there was that huge, loud truck that you could throw tons of junk into and never fill it up. They were beastly, majestic machines. I used to tell my mom that I wanted to be a fire engine. I can't remember if I ever said that I wanted to be a garbage truck, too. I'm sure that confusing a vehicle with the human who operates it is a common thing among children. To a lot of little kids, the vehicle is the thing. The backhoe, road grader, bulldozer, and snowplow are just as interesting as all those books about dinosaurs. Just watch any kid viewing a construction site, any kid playing with a Tonka truck. The vehicle is the thing. But back to garbage. Garbage is also called refuse and trash and rubbish and junk and waste. Nowadays, waste is a big one. There's a hugely successful corporation with the words waste and management in its name. I'll bet there are tons of jokes inside that company juxtaposing waste with management. The occupation of picking up the garbage is more commonly called trash collection now, far more civilized and not at all gender-specific. When I was a kid, the collector on the truck was a man, and what he was picking up was garbage. Actually, there were three garbage men on every truck. One guy would drive, and two other guys would stand on a ledge, holding onto a rail on either side of the rear of the truck. As the driver stopped the truck, both guys would jump to the ground and grab a garbage can. In a dance-like move, they would lift and swing the can to the gaping mouth of the truck and then slam it against the bottom jaw. This added significantly to the noise of the occasion. But the terrific din of the process never got in the way of the conversation between the two garbage men who were slamming those cans. They would just yell louder. Baseball scores, trouble at home, whatever the topic, they would just yell it louder. The driver of the truck would read his newspaper until one of the guys at the back whistled the signal to move on. Refuse containers are plastic now, and they belong to the collection company. In the old days, the garbage cans were metal, and they belonged to the landlord or the homeowner. There were no containers for recyclables or compost. A garbage can, in my day, contained leaves and dinner scraps and cans and bottles and empty cigarette packs and spoiled milk. They stunk, and they weighed a ton. And when they got bashed and dented enough, it was up to the landlord to get the new ones. The old smashed garbage cans got thrown right into the back of the truck, along with the rest of the garbage. My father made it a point at Christmas time to meet the garbage crew and give them some cash in an envelope. "Hey, thanks, pal. Merry Christmas," was the standard response. The garbage men were smiling. My dad was smiling. It was simple. The routine is a little different now. The truck is still huge and noisy, but now it has a crew of one. It drives the truck and operates a mechanical arm, which picks up my plastic refuse can and shakes it into a dumpster that is attached to the double arm at the front of the truck. It just so happens that our house is the place where that dumpster is lifted and emptied into the wide open back of the truck. There is no shouted conversation, but the process is easily as noisy as it ever was, maybe even more so. These days, I'm up and reading the news with a cup of coffee when that garbage truck pulls up. The metal cans and the crew of three are gone, but the act is essentially the same, and I still enjoy the show.